with that bed and breakfast is that the individual who was running the bed and breakfast was rather strongly anti-immigrant and a racist, and what's that movement in England called now? Anyways, there's a regular movement that way that says send the darkies back to where they came from. They're stealing the... It sort of is not a very rational sort of thing, because they argue, A, that the immigrants are stealing jobs away from the Britons, but then they also argue, and in the same breath, that they're all on the welfare rolls and are a burden to the government. And I really don't see how they can be stealing that many jobs and on the welfare rolls. But anyway, so from there we stayed there overnight. They gave us a ride to the train. And we took the train to London, changed trains, and took the London Manchester. The train ride was relatively short, like an hour and a half or 2 hours. And it was a really swift train, maybe 80 miles an hour. And I believe that the trains in Switzerland may have been a little slower, but the track conditions were better. And so you got a relatively smooth ride. In England, the track conditions were a little bit worse, and they just ran the trains fast, so the train was jerking back and forth periodically, and you felt that you were going quite swiftly, and until you got used to it, there's always this tendency to grab the edge of your seat, because you felt like you were going quite quickly. Also, in England, we had gotten a second-class Brett Rail pass, so we had to ride in second class. All through Europe, we'd been able to ride in compartments in first class. And each compartment would be suitable for, or have chairs for three people facing each way and facing each other. And they'd have arms which may or may not come down to separate you. But anyway, if they had arms, those could be raised. And usually when we rode the trains, we were fortunate that we usually got a compartment all to ourselves. So we'd raise the arms and we could lay down and watch out the window or have private conversation or generally do whatever we liked. And we really had a good old time. On the British trains, we had to sit in airplane-style seats. I think there was a table between them, but there weren't compartments and separate doors, and I guess there were two chairs on each side of the train, so you had four across the train. And it wasn't nearly as nice, but it was quite swift, and you got where you wanted to go. So the first flight of England is of around the Manchester area. It's... let's see, we were staying in Upper Mill and the village of Saddleworth, which is just outside of Manchester. That's just south of Scotland, and they have some really beautiful hills and moors. And this would be, I guess, in early winter. And so it was still pretty green considering the time of year. We went into a national park, and they just recently started creating their national parks out of private lands. And what they do is declare that you can't develop the private land unless you do this, that, and the other thing on it. Anyway, this is a view. We'd come up this path. This had been an old coal mine, I guess. No, I guess they'd been constructing a dam further up. And they built a rail track to take supplies up, and they also had this road. We walked up the road. You can see it off to the right middle of the screen. And then the rail track would be toward the center of the screen, and it's in very poor condition, but you can see where it was. The next slide would be a view from the same place, but looking up higher on the mountain, and this is a sort of stream, not very large, that runs down from the top. And as you climb up to the top of the mountain, this would be a view of the dam that they built. Actually, it's of the reservoir that they built with the dam. It also gives you more of a feeling for what the terrain is like up there. You can see the top of the slide is cut off by mist. There was a lot of clouds and mist throughout our stay there. It was pretty wet, and I was told it is most of the time. They really appreciate the sun whenever they get it. And it's mostly pasture land in that area, divided by rock walls, and they just graze sheep and cattle and horses on it. And this would be a view from the top of the moors, and there's a sheep. You know, we were within a national park in a public right-of-way that's private land, so they still graze it. And that would be a sheep who's grazing on the top of this moor. And that's our last slide from England, and the next slide is of the British Airways 747 that we took on the way back to Boston. So anyway, the next slide is of Boston and the house of Velma and Jack Bowen, Barbara's parents that we stayed with. And actually it's a cheat slide because it was taken after our visit, because you had my little Mustang there, and in fact that would have been in February, our first return visit, because our car was residing in Washington when we first arrived in Boston. From Boston we took the train down to Washington, our final destination, and we stayed with Dennis and Judy. Dennis and Judy had moved into a new house since we left, and this would be our first view of it from their driveway and their house hidden in the woods. That's their little blue Honda Accord in the driveway. Now, this would be a view from where our Mustang would be parked, and there's Dennis and Judy standing out by their Honda Civic. Let me correct that. That was a Honda Accord. If you look down toward the down the slope from where the car was parked, you'd see there on the floor that level next to their workshop with the red curtains. Up above it is, I guess, their den. It was also where Judy would teach students who came to her for tutoring. To the right, where you really can't see it, there are glass doors on the first level, which is where Dennis would keep his computer terminal and where they'd work on the different computer system they're working on. And just above that would be the living room. If you went up to where the car was and then off further away from the house, this is the old front door. And I guess this is now what they want to be their front door, which they mainly use. And you're looking in the picture window into the living room slash kitchen. And from there we go in. We go in the what they now use is the back door. And that's Barbara with long hair doing dishes in the kitchen. Your first view is of the kitchen. And the other door that you saw, there, I guess their front door slash back door, is to the right of this picture. So this next slide is as you go in the further in, like if you're where the kitchen center cabinet was and a counter that was stuck out in the center of the kitchen, this is looking back at the living room. The painting up above the fireplace is done by Judy's sister. Their furniture is on wheels. There are two love seats and a chair, and they did that so that they could easily move furniture, and they have this big open space with these five pieces of furniture in, and they rearrange it whenever they feel like it, and it's quite easy to do. Then if you go in the kitchen, if you look out the picture window, there's a porch which is up above the workshop that you saw in the picture earlier. And the table is where we ate all our meals, and there's the wooded area that goes on for as far as you can see. Outside the house, if you were in the carport, you look down and that would be where the Mustang is. And if you go down where the Mustang is and look up, that's the hill that they live on. Now you have to remember that while we were staying there, and sometime like in the middle of February, we got 24 inches of snow. Because we were in Washington, they don't usually get very much snow, so they only have snow plows suitable for cleaning off the main streets and then gradually working on the side streets. And of course the dead end streets get cleared last. And with the 24 inch snow, of course the schedule gets set back. So instead of having to wait 2 or 3 days, we were expecting to be a week before they got around to clearing the dead end street. And since the people who live down here couldn't stand to be landlocked for a week, they had, I think, private contractors had cleared a path out on the main road that this dead-end road connected. So the entire neighborhood went out and shoveled off this road all the way up to the road. Each person was responsible for the section of road in front of his house. And in fact, it wasn't much more difficult than shoveling off your driveway. You had about the same amount of pavement to cover for each individual. I had several times I had a hard time getting up that hill. These pictures are from different snowstorms. This is probably from the 2-foot storm. We stayed in a bedroom on the basement level opposite the work area that you'd seen in one of the first pictures. And this is a view that we had out of the window.
And this would be another view from a different window.